What's hot, what's not in the markets? We're with Tommy Grisanti from Advanced Trading, based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, first of all, let's take a look at these outside markets. What's happening there?
A big pop in crude oil overnight. Crude oil was up over $2. That's definitely going to throw gas prices closer to that $3 mark. It's interesting. You got energy prices going up in the crude, but our little friend corn's just right there and just not going. In the old days, when crude oil went up, you usually saw a little bump in grains or a biofuel boost, but we're just not seeing it anymore. So multi-month highs here in crude oil, stock market almost at all-time highs.
When you look to that grain trade, we're at record levels with in the short position. What's this mean to the market?
Well, it's interesting. That short position is, it means the funds, a group of people. And there's a lot of people who have sold futures without owning it. You know, they've taken a short position. So they have a position on, it's right. What people are looking for is what happens when the funds cover their short. What effect will that have on the market? We'll see. But the funds do have a record short that's adding up all the futures contracts they've sold, and they're betting that the market goes lower. And currently, they're right.
Later today, this afternoon, after the close of trading, we'll have USDA out with the weekly crop progress, planting progress report.
Yes, so we'll be a little behind. You'll get the planting report. We'll probably find out we're a little behind. And obviously up north here, we're not getting, we're going to be a little bit more behind than that. So weather is getting nicer, but overall, everything's been pushed back a little bit.
See any mix, any change in the crop mix because of a late start to spring?
I think there'll be a few less spring wheat acres. I think people try to plant something else. They might even go back to soybeans. So I have heard talk of a little less spring wheat going in the ground.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisanti, Advanced Trading, Portland, North Dakota.